Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order. Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with the help of Hims. They provide access to personalized treatments so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Yeah, 3 to 6 months. That's it, kids. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. Doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil can stop hair loss and regrow your hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of your own home. Fill out an intake form, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. The process is 100% online, which means getting started has never been more convenient. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Plus, treatment options start at $35 per month. Hims has helped hundreds of thousands of men get their confidence back with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/drinking bros. That is hims.com/drinking bros for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinking bros. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
We don't really do music for these.
Yeah, we don't, do we?
No, our Hans Zimmer thing only goes to the fake news.
Yeah. We only have Hans Zimmer licensed for fake news, not the regular show.
It's unfortunate. But well, it was expensive, man. I mean, fuck.
Hans is expensive. He's an expensive guy. Very, very pricey.
He also has expensive taste.
Hans Zimmer. Yes, he does.
He has. So instead of like wearing normal boxer briefs, his are lined with rare earth metals.
Correct.
Right? Just in case he needs extra components for batteries and shit like that. Because he operates with a lot of electronics. Obviously, he's a composer. So
right.
It's weird how he does it. I don't know why or he even thought of that. And I don't know what the consequences are of having all that stuff around your dick and balls all day.
Well, I put a lot of copper around my parts just because it makes me feel safe and grounded. But, you know, our boy Hans Zimmer, that's a guy who's into the precious metals.
Does he already have children and stuff? He's probably done with that.
I believe
he's 63 at this point.
Does Hans Zimmer have children? I'd love to know the answer to that. And if
D2.
Are they aware that they've licensed his dad's song to our show? I'm not sure.
We got to figure out what to call him, by the way. He's got three children.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. That's what D2 offstage is telling me.
Okay, Dan number two is what we're going to call him.
We'll get D2 a mic here soon, but he's looking up everything for us.
Yeah.
I like D2 a lot. We want to name everyone Dan, including Mandy. Name her Dan as well.
Yeah. I used to have...
She offered this morning, by
after
the way.
To go by Dan as well?
Yeah.
I don't blame her. It's a great name. After Dumb and Dumber came out, remember the parakeet named Petey?
Yeah.
I named all of my animals Petey for like 5 years after that. Like two dogs. Actually, two dogs and a cat I had that were all named Petey.
Smart.
No, it's dumb as fuck because none of them knew who I was talking to. And I, you know.
No, but every time you scream it out, they're always going to answer and always be by your side. Today, kids, we're going to talk about Papa Trump beating COVID. He did it. Dan, are you surprised?
No. I'm not surprised because there was even in his, though he's in his mid-70s now and that he's overweight, he still has the best health care and also the survivability rate for him. In the most susceptible group is still about 95%. So, yeah.
Right.
I'm sure a 95% survivability rate with the best health care that medicine can buy or that money can buy, yeah, he was always going to survive. And I think we need to talk about a couple of things. One, kudos to Biden for stopping all the negative campaign ads.
Yes.
Because the only campaign ads that are going to work for him are the negative ones. The positive shit, and we say this all the time, go out and ask one of your liberal friends to tell you why they're voting for Biden using sentences that don't include the word Trump. Right?
Yeah.
Most people can't do it. So the only thing that's going to work for him right now is negative shit. And he suspended his negative shit until this is over.
Which is smart. And look, if you're trying to run the opposite campaign of Trump, that is what you should do.
Yeah.
However, we did know that this was going to happen. Once Trump beat COVID, he would hulk up and then win the election and then say, hey, see, it's not so bad. 75, beat it. Matt Gaetz, who was on the show last week, popped up a tweet this afternoon that is trending. President Trump won't have to recover from COVID. COVID will have to recover from President Trump.
Yeah, it's obviously a repackaging of the old
Chuck Norris
jokes. And here, the responses from the left are so funny to me.
They're pissed.
So Patton Oswalt's like, so Trump is dead, is a deadlier virus than COVID? I'm a comedian. Yeah. Shut up, you fat little cunt. Jesus Christ. You know, you can tell Patton Oswalt's never been punched in the face in his entire life, and he needs one.
No,
he needs a big one.
He does.
And then let's see, Barbara.
Was he the one married to the author who cracked the Golden State Killer case?
Yeah, and then she died of... What happened to her?
So she died.
Like in her sleep, but I can't remember what happened.
Yeah, yeah. It was weird.
Super tragic.
She died, and then he got engaged less than a year later. Which, look, is what you...
I can't imagine. So they had a young daughter, too. I can't imagine being... Like, he's already a depressed guy, and then that happened.
Right.
So I'm sure it was just like a life-saving measure for him. Otherwise, he would have blown his brains out.
You know what's weird is when I think of depressed comedians, I always think of Patton Oswalt and Mark Maron. Both of them, within the last year, have had a girlfriend and or wife die.
Well, I think Patton's was 2 years ago. Yeah, but it's...
Oh, yeah.
Like, and it's funny. After he first got married and she was pregnant with his daughter, he did a whole stand-up bit about how nobody wants to see a happy comedian.
No.
Because they're not fucking funny anymore.
It's true. That was when I stopped doing stand-up. But I was like, I'm too happy.
Yeah. But Patton Oswalt's a cunt.
Yeah.
And all these fucking dum-dums, they're like, it's funny. You're supposed to be a comedian that enjoys satire. And Matt Gaetz is using satire from one of the most popular memes in history to kind of poke fun at a serious situation, which is the way we diffuse and deal with situations. That's why comedy exists, Patton. And you know that because you're a comedian. Right. Yeah. And now you're trying to take it fucking seriously and at face value when it's clearly a joke. Congratulations, you fucked it up, dummy.
Yeah. I remember doing, when I used to do stand-up back in the day, because I did it for a while. I remember David Tell was in the back one night after I got up stage.
Well, he's definitely not happy.
And I know. Most miserable guy ever.
That guy.
And I was young, man. I was in college. I was at NYU. Mm. And he goes, hey, kid, why do you want to do this? I was like, I love stand-up. I love doing, you know, comedy or whatever. And he goes, too good looking for this. Leave it for us miserable, sad sacks of shit, you know? And I was just like, it's really funny, blah, 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 blah. Attell has been the same person for 30 fucking years.
He'll never stop.
Ever. But he was right. Like, you have to, there's got to be some element of misery to do it night in and night out. Because some of these nights, dude, it's like 30 people in there where you're just like, I could be anywhere.
And you bomb like crazy in those. Like, I feel like
there's nothing worse, but there's no worse feeling in the world than bombing.
A lot of these guys, if you've been to any of these smaller shows, and we have, obviously you did it, and we have a ton of friends in comedy, so I've seen a lot of these smaller shows.
Yeah.
Sometimes it'll be a small crowd, and they'll just be like, you know what, fuck this. They'll be bored from being on the road, like, fuck it, and they'll start attacking the crowd. They don't give a shit about how it all goes. It's just like, I already got paid for tonight, so fuck these guys.
So when I got out of it, that was my exact reasoning of like, man, I don't enjoy this as much as like dude, because even back in the day, and I don't know how many people know this, but Joe Rogan, dude. Joe Rogan was one that I got stopped. Somebody was like, because I usually used to leave after my sets. I didn't hang out. But somebody stopped me and was like, hey, man, have you seen Joe Rogan? And I didn't know who it was. And they were like, it's the guy from Fear Factor
right
at the time. And I was like, that guy's funny? And they were like, yeah, you gotta watch his set. And I watched him murder. I mean, just absolutely destroy.
He's really good.
Really good. And for like an hour, he fucking murdered on stage. And there wasn't, to me, there wasn't that many people in the room at the time. There was maybe like 100. And I just, if you don't have it in you to want to go up and do it for that many people all the time, you're not that dude for it. Chappelle used to do shit like that all the time too. Chappelle didn't give a fuck if there was 20 people there.
Yeah, he
would do
it's
like
the same
3
show.
Hours. Yeah, dude.
He's actually
crazy.
Stanhope's the same way too.
Yeah.
I was at a Stanhope show and it was a big crowd. It was like 200 or 300 people. But he was like talking shit on stage. He goes, look, I don't give a fuck about any of you people. I would be doing the same show even if it was to an empty room. So don't fucking act like I'm doing this for you. I'm doing it for me.
Yeah.
And I think Rogan's the same way. He doesn't give two fucks about the crowd so much. He just loves doing that. And you can tell because he was making millions of dollars on his podcast. And he was still...
He still had
a very brutal travel schedule just to do stand-up.
Oh, yeah. And he's still doing it. Like, that's his fall tour got pushed.
Yeah.
So but they're going to do that again.
He's going to build his own comedy club now.
Why not?
Because... Actually, that's one of the things. We were talking to Alex Jones about that yesterday. He was super pissed about the comedy club situation around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think even if Austin's comedy club hadn't shut down, he still would have started his own just for that reason.
Well, he's worried about the censorship issue in comedy, as we all are, obviously. But what he was saying was, when I used to want to go and pop in places, Alex Jones, he was like, dude, I couldn't because some club owners didn't like me and blah, blah, blah. And most recently in the news was Brian Callen ended up suing the boyfriend of the rape accuser because he was contacting comedy clubs on his own saying, do not hire this rapist and blah, blah, blah. And like Callen got wind of it, obviously, and filed a lawsuit, which he should have. But that's kind of where it's at. If Joe builds his own thing, it would be great.
It would be
comedy. Yeah. Look, Chappelle's doing it in Yellow Springs, Ohio. A buddy of mine from Ohio was there at his last thing, and so he's just calling people, and they're not filming it. They're not doing shit. He filmed the thing for George Floyd and put it up on YouTube, right? But my buddy went maybe 3 weeks ago, and he goes, "Dude, so you show up and it's in this field, and anybody who's from Yellow Springs, Ohio. It's a farm town, right? So you go there. Chappelle owns his own fucking farm with all of this shit in it, and you go there, and it's kind of like Field of Dreams, except for comedy. Like there's a stage in there, you can sit, and you got to wear a mask and shit like that, and social distance. But It was Louis C.K. was the special guest, Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle.
That's not a bad show.
No, dude. And it was, again, I was like, how many people were there? And he's like, I don't know, maybe 100 tops. And he goes, but you never know what you're going to get. And he doesn't advertise. And it's just, hey, man, show up. I'm going to be there and some of my friends, but I'm not going to tell you which friends of mine are going to be there.
There are certain celebrities that can do shit like that. For example, I'm sure you've seen this before, but in L.A. for years, there was this group of comedians, and it was kind of loosely knit group, but what they would do is they would take pilots from failed sitcoms that never got onto TV and enact them in front of a live audience.
Monday nights,
Monday night. And it was in that, I can't remember the name of that theater that it was in, but it was in the same place. I've seen like, what's his name? Adam fucking whatever from Parks and Rec. What's his name?
Adam Scott.
I've seen him, like a bunch of people down there. If Matthew McConaughey were to do something like that.
Yeah, here?
Anywhere.
Anywhere,
But especially here. If he did it just like one of the properties he owns in an open field, just like what you're talking about, people would show up and not care what they got because what you get is going to be amazing.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time with McConaughey, I feel like, I don't know what that characteristic is. It's hard to put a finger on it exactly, but because it's weird with him. You're always getting intense acting, even if it's comedy or drama, no matter what it is, but he's the same guy basically in every single one of these things.
Yeah.
That's why I love the idea of McConaughey Jesus so much.
He put out his Instagram's really funny, by the way, if you don't follow McConaughey on Instagram, but he put out an Instagram post where he's like, he's got a new book coming out called Green Lights, I think it is.
Is it about weed? What is
that? It's just about life. It's classic McConaughey. Like, do you really know what it's about, or does he really know what it's about? Who fucking knows? But on this thing, he was just like, one of the excerpts, because he's been doing these live reads on his Instagram from the book. And he goes, yeah, man, no matter what movie I do or where I go, Texas is always a part of me. It's like, well, yeah, because you always have the same accent for every single role. If like you're playing a New Yorker, you're
New York investment banker.
Yeah, and Wolf of Wall Street. Yeah,
it's so stupid. But it's amazing. It's still amazing. Because he's
great. He supersedes, man. He transcends.
He may not be the best actor, but he's the best character.
He's pretty fucking good.
Right? And I mean, he's for sure.
There's some people who are just great at being themselves in shit where you're just like, you don't mind. Bruce Willis is another one like that for me personally.
Yeah, I can't think of even...
I don't care. Bruce Willis walking around, I'm good.
From Moonlighting to Die Hard, it's the same guy in every single fucking movie and TV show. Yeah.
Same with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. He's always Van Wilder.
That's why he was the perfect guy for Deadpool. I don't know why there was any other consideration given to anybody other than him for Deadpool. He was made for that role.
It really wasn't. The character of Deadpool, though, wasn't as big as like the rest of the shit. So like,
but as soon as
really had to dig it up.
As soon as the Marvel shit started happening and Van Wilder was out, I think 2 years before that or 3 years maybe. As soon as Marvel shit started to get popular again, because they added into the Wolverine origin story, like there was a Deadpool character in it. I mean, it was kind of a fucked up character.
Yeah.
So as soon as they realized that, they should have immediately started getting him in that movie. Because they could have made five of those by now. And each one of them, it's the only rated R.
He says that, by the way.
It's the only rated R superhero movie that's definitely going to do $500 million in sales at least every single time.
So he's trying to get Hugh Jackman to come out of retirement for the Wolverine character and do that movie, by the way. And they've been going back and forth on social media. Speaking of McConaughey, I was at the University of Texas game on Saturday. I took my child, and as you know, Dan, they're doing cardboard cutouts in the stands as people. So they did a segment at the end of the first quarter called McConaughey's Career. And on the scoreboard, what they had done was somebody had made a cardboard cutout from every single McConaughey movie and then put those characters from the movie in the stands. And then it told like a little story with it. He's beloved here.
I think the Broncos did that with South Park.
Did they really?
Like 2 weeks ago, maybe?
It's funny, man. People were taking pictures of it and shit. I took a picture with some weird fucking dude on mine with my kid. And the guy responded. That's how tiny of a world we live in now, is you can just put a picture up of anybody. And somebody was like, oh, I know that dude. It was like I Am Cohen or something like that. If you go on my
I don't remember what his name is, but he's...
He responded and he was like, hey, man. That's me. And I was like, holy shit, what are the chances? I just posted this.
He's in the podcast community somewhere. I've seen his name around before, but we've never worked with him.
No, we haven't worked with him, but it was really fun. We had a great time. It's a great stadium. I want them to finish it, though. Shit, it's still under construction. But Papa Trump is back. Does he make the second debate, Dan? That is the question.
I guess it depends on, look, he's going to have to deal with virtue signaling. So it depends on, he's going to have to come out and say, if he does this, he's kind of in a dilemma right now because there's press suggesting that the first positive test was Wednesday and not Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, if he announces that it was Wednesday, which puts him 2 days back, which would put him on course to be out of his 14-day quarantine, I think on the Monday before the Tuesday debate, right? So technically it would work, but then they're going to have to spend the next week answering questions like, well, how many people did you put at risk for those 2 days?
Right.
Like, shut the fuck up, man. Everybody's giving him shit about riding around in a motorcade yesterday, including one of the fucking resident doctors at Walter Reed. That guy should be immediately fired, by the way.
Yeah, explain what that is, by the way. So Trump left.
Yeah.
He got
into one of their SUVs and drove around and blah, blah, blah.
Because there was a bunch of people outside the hospitals with flags and pictures.
Sure. And here's what stuff. It's important for particularly if you actually have tested positive for COVID. But in general, if you think you've been exposed, to make sure you limit the exposure from yourself to other people for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Those Secret Service agents have to be around him anyways, first. And second, don't you think it might be, this is not a photo op. It might be important for the leader of the free world to show people that he's not fucking coughing his lungs out and bleeding out of his eyeballs in a fucking hospital somewhere, that he's still in control of our country, the most powerful country on earth.
Because that's what happened with Boris Johnson.
Yeah.
And when he went into that coma,
it went fucking tits up. They were talking about bringing, like, undoing Brexit and all this other bullshit that people voted on, by the way. The parliament started trying to subvert the will of the people right there, because anytime there's a fucking vacuum in power, people start trying to fucking gain power. That's how it is. And it seems fucked up. But this doctor, hang on, let me find his name.
By the way, real quick, while he's looking for that, we will be going live tomorrow night for the vice presidential debate with Mike Pence. Don't call me mother. And Kamala Harris, still will never get used to that name. Luckily, I won't have to say it here in about 30 days anymore, because they're not gonna win that election. But we will be live, same time, same place. So subscribe to Drinking Bros Podcast on YouTube. We had a blast with you guys last week doing the presidential debate. So we're going to do the vice presidential debate. And then depending upon what happens with Papa Trump, we'll see if he does the next one. Rudy Giuliani, this is breaking news, said he will be ready for it, and he should do it.
Yeah, he should. I agree. So this is what...
But it'll be less than 14 days, and that's what...
Well, maybe.
Right?
Like, if he says...
And I don't think you can come out and say that I knew about it earlier.
Maybe.
I would lie. If it were me, I would lie.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there might be evidence. So before you tell a lie in politics, you have to make sure nobody can prove you're lying. You know what I mean? But this guy, Dr. James P. Phillips, MD, he's a doctor of emergency medicine at George Washington University. He's also one of the attending physicians at Walter Reed. He tweeted out every single person in the vehicle during that completely unnecessary presidential quote-unquote drive-by just now has to be quarantined for 14 days. Well, no, Secret Service agents that are around the president don't need to be quarantined, first of all, because he's got it and they're around him already. So that's wrong.
Right.
But anyways, they might get sick. They may die for political theater, commanded by Trump to put their lives at risk for theater. This is insanity. That's what he said. Now, he's a government employee that's openly criticizing the president for being the president, right?
Right.
This would be like if the director of Homeland Security said, I don't think Trump should be appointing a Supreme Court justice right now. Oh, yeah? It's not your job to think about it. You're fired.
Yes.
This guy's got to be fired immediately from Walter Reed.
I should
never work for the government again. It's not your place to opine ethically about the goddamn president of the United States doing his job.
Mm-hmm.
And his job includes making sure the people that he represents know that he's okay, that he's strong enough to walk around, that the virus does not affect him in ways that it could, because stability is the most important indicator for a strong market. Like, the Dow will go fucking crazy. If he were to die, for example, the Dow would go fucking nuts.
It would plunge to
sub 20 probably. If there was a credible enough rumor that he was struggling more than he actually is with this, the Dow would plunge. Showing face, showing that you're strong, capable of walking around, doing your own stuff, riding around, waving, you're fucking cognizant and all that shit, shows people that everything's still under control. I'm just dealing with this right now and I'll be back soon. And that stops the market from fucking crashing. Shut the fuck up, James Phillips, you piece of shit.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, look, we want this out of all of our leaders, to be healthy and strong. And they're supposed to be the guys that are invincible, where you're like, all right, great. If the country all goes to shit, or if something happens, that guy's going to be all right, right. No matter what. I don't have that same belief in Biden because he's old and frail and he's got cognitive thing. I didn't know about it with Trump, to be honest with you. When Trump got COVID, I was like, shit, he's 75. He's obese. He's half of the fucking demographic for COVID deaths. And for here's, Christ's sakes.
I mean, look, the fucking CNN today, their headline right now, actually, I'm reading it. Trump irresponsibly continues downplaying COVID-19, saying that announcing what the fucking survivability rate is is not downplaying it. That's science. Saying that 94.6% of all people in his age group, 70 plus, that have some kind of health condition or don't have any kind of major health condition, that's just data.
Right.
You can get that at the CDC's website right now. So what's reading the CDC's website is somehow now irresponsible. No, you're irresponsible for shutting down 400,000 businesses already, 60% of which will never reopen. You've taken the money out of small business entrepreneurs' hands and put it into conglomerate media and the government. Fuck you, you piece of shit. Like, what the fuck are these people even talking about?
Yeah, man, it's just wanting to be heard at this point.
And this is why I'm so irritated lately, by the way, because I'm not a conservative,
right.
But I'm having to side with them consistently because the left has become so goddamn crazy.
Yeah.
It's irritating. Everybody's like, oh, you're just a fucking Republican. I've never been a Republican. I don't think I've ever voted for a Republican for president, actually. So I don't,
will you this time, though?
For sure. There's no option at this point.
No.
These people are fucking nuts. But, I mean, I don't want to be forced into that situation, and it's why Dakota and I are starting this show. But I really don't like being put in this position where I have to defend part of something where the larger picture I don't really agree with. You know what I mean? It's very irritating. Thanks a lot, CNN, for making it happen.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're watching on YouTube live right now, hammer the like button so we can scoot up the charts here on whatever fucking algorithm they're on. Speaking of your show, I'm excited for that. It's called The American Party. Mm-hmm. When are you guys starting, by the way?
We're going to record another one on Wednesday this week. So we'll probably publish one Friday.
Okay, great.
And then on Fridays after that, once a week for now.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, because we had Spike Cohen on yesterday. You guys had reached out and said, hey, man, some of you are like, dude, we're diehard libertarians, and we're fine with that. We don't honestly care who anybody votes for. Obviously, we have our own sides and things, but we're certainly open to listen to other voices. So Spike Cohen was on yesterday, the vice presidential nominee for the Libertarian Party, which was a great show.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a lot of fun with that, but there were some things that he said that... Look, man, or in the middle, that I think there definitely needs to be a third party. This is kind of what your show is about, is, hey, man, we need some form of other party that isn't all the way right or all the way left, and the American party would be great, where you're actually doing things for the American people.
Right.
The problem with it is there's certain elements of the left and the right that you want to pick off, and you wish that was its own group, and it is not. Therefore, you'll be able to hear that show with Dan and Dakota Meyer, and I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Well, just to be clear, it's not the American Party is not a political party,
right?
Like it's an organization of it's not even thoughts. It's not even there's no bulleted list of things that these people might believe.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a question. What is best for the American people?
Right.
And the answers to that define policy. Not well, I'm a conservative, so I have to fucking keep government small. No, you should keep government small because that's the right thing to do. And if it's not, you shouldn't do it, right? Mm-hmm. That's how it should work. Not because my fucking party said so. That's why I have a problem with the libertarians have been trying to cast themselves as a third party instead of a different set of ideology. That's what it really is. It's not a party necessarily. It's a rejection of certain things. And because they've not been taken seriously at the national stage for so long, these ideas have never been ferreted out. They've never really been worked out. They've never been red celled, for lack of a better phrase. So when they say things like all taxation is theft, that's an absolute fucking stupid thing to say, frankly. If you want that, go to Somalia and live there where there are no roads and no safety. Somalia is the truest form of libertarianism that exists. What I wanted... Mr. Cohen to say what he never did, which kind of irritated me a little bit, to be honest. After I said that you just can't rely on the goodwill of people to support things that are necessary, like you have to actually have structure for that. what I wanted him to say is, well, we should be taxing people for individual things at the lowest possible level, like your municipal government, your city government should be taxing you on things like property tax. Right. If those are necessary.
Right.
Sometimes they are. Sometimes it depends. But they should be taxing you on schools. Like if we're paying taxes for schools, it should happen there only. and various other things like that. And you should tax at the lowest possible level you can, because that makes your vote personally, your individual vote, much more powerful in relation to the amount of money you're spending for that particular service. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. It's not to fucking ask, like, say, hey guys, if you feel like paying for this, let's pay for it, because nobody's going to pay for this shit. That's retarded to think that way. By the way, this is the reason that the 10th Amendment to the Constitution exists. The framers knew this 240 fucking years ago. They knew that tax at the lowest possible level. Have a strong central government, sure. Tax, though, at the lowest possible level. That's why the 10th Amendment exists. All this stuff that isn't included in this Bill of Rights and in the Constitution gets passed off to the states. And at the state level, it should get passed off to the cities. That's the way it should work.
Right. And the problem that I have with the Libertarian Party and the AOCs and the Bernie Sanders of the world, and I'm lumping them in the same category because they're trying to do something different that isn't Democratic or Republican, right? So libertarians and I guess socialists is what you know we would call them. The financial aspect of the backbone of those parties isn't there. Like you, all of the ideas that they spew all the time sound great in theory, but how are you going to pay for these is the biggest problem that they have on this. And I think you're right. If one of these people gained attention, like, look, Bernie could have done it in 16, right? He wouldn't have won as an independent, but he would have moved the independent party forward.
Right.
Bloomberg, if he would have ran in 2020 as an independent, would have kept moving that forward. Then in 2024, you're making some steps towards an independent winning one day. However, but you need to set some financial backbone of how you're going to pay for all of these radical ideas. And by radical, I'm not saying you're out of control. I'm just saying it's different.
Yeah, it's different. And by the way, Cohen was pretty smart about answering some of that stuff. Like he recognized that you can't just turn that faucet off immediately. There's got to be some kind of fucking gateway.
Right.
Like it's a progression to get there. I still think it's a problem to get there. But, you know, I don't understand what, like back in the day when we first started this country, by we, I mean the two of us, because we obviously started it.
Yeah, we came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah. So when we first started this country, there was no RNC or DNC or whatever the fuck, right? You didn't nominate one guy from your party and whatever the fuck.
Right.
You know what I mean? Everybody ran, and the top two people were president and vice president. Why is that not the case anymore?
You know,
why should not the two people that are most connected to and representative of the will of the American people be in office together instead of two people from the same party, one of whom was just appointed by the other person? Like, why is Mike Pence vice president?
Well, to me, and this is a guess,
not that he shouldn't be necessarily, I'm just saying, what the fuck is the point of that shit?
But part of the British government came over with that. So, like, we adopted the Whig Party and all that other shit. Like, that was, you know, our first kind of political parties back in the day.
Where but they didn't run as a ticket. They ran individually.
I agree. But I think there was half and half, and, you know, then you had North and South and all the other bullshit. And it was like, I just think everything kept being divided over time. Therefore, it just kind of fell into two, and you were like, all right, well, you're either this or this, and that's it.
Well, people like, you can't have too many options for some people. It's called paralysis by analysis, right?
Yeah.
Like in marketing, if you offer too many options, people will just move on to something that's simpler.
Like when you go to the Cheesecake Factory, I happen to enjoy the Cheesecake Factory from time to time.
They've got the biggest
too many
menu
options
ever.
Too
and
many
they've
options.
Added another menu now.
Yes.
There's like two giant goddamn menus. Like, I just want to eat some eggs or something.
And then there's a tiny menu inside of that menu, and it's like Cheesecake Factory. It's too many fucking options. Do I think you can make an amazing egg roll and a great key lime pie? No, I don't. Therefore, let's just focus on the shit that you're good at. The only big menu across the nation that I've been to where I'm like, bravo, they pretty much get everything right, is Champs. There's this chain restaurant in the Midwest called Champs. I don't know how they do it, but bravo to you. That is the only huge menu where I'm like, man, I've been through most of it, and it's pretty goddamn good. Mm. Cheesecake Factory, though, you've done too much. It's just too much. I don't trust your shrimp cocktail along with your fucking, you know, filet. I don't trust it there at Cheesecake Factory. You know, I can see even the chefs back there going, holy shit, well, we should know how to make all this. Does anybody know how to make strawberry shortcake? Rad. Go ahead and squeeze out some shit from the back of the fridge.
They probably
got some ingredients back there.
They probably just buy from Whole Foods.
Right?
Yeah, I would think.
Their ice creamer is probably Bluebell, and they're just like, oh, tell them we make blizzards, but it's just an Oreo cookie.
Well, hopefully it's not Ben and Jerry's, because they're full on defund the police now. It's on their
website. Are they really?
They have a whole section on their website about what defunding the police means and all this other stuff.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Nope.
I will no longer buy Ben and Jerry's. I mean, is that real?
Ben and Jerry's started at fucking, what's the cross streets in San Francisco?
Haight-Ashbury?
Haight-Ashbury, yeah.
Mm. Well, you can fucking hate in Ashbury as you take a shit.
Yeah.
Right in the middle of the streets of San Francisco, because that's legal. If you're out there and you live in San Francisco, why don't you go ahead and buy like one of those half pints of Ben and Jerry's, ingest that, and then just take a shit right in the middle of Haight-Ashbury.
Or you could take a shit at Nancy Pelosi's house.
Yes, which is legal.
Yep.
That guy still didn't get arrested. It's got to be a drinking bro, by the way.
Probably, yeah.
But if I were Ben and Jerry's and you're trying to defund the police, usually they come up with like some fun, flirty flavor for that. Like, do they have an 847 flavor? For George Floyd, or what do they do for that?
Maybe, probably, I don't know.
Like, because they usually do something they fun one, and flirty.
They made one for Stephen Colbert a couple of years ago.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah, I think they should make one for us. What would my
hero?
What would my flavor be?
No smile, sprinkles. You know, sprinkles or something like that. Like something fun.
You couldn't put get fucked on the front of them.
Can't
ice cream carton.
Cannot
so.
Put get fucked. Yeah. I have a child, a 6-year-old. I can see him going up to the counter. Can I get two scoops of the get fucked, please?
That would make our country instantly better, first of all, right?
Like really immediately. Would.
I want everybody in the comments here on YouTube, let us know what you think my ice cream flavor should be, because I'm kind of curious what you pieces of shit are going to come up with. This is why I enjoy having a completely degenerate fan base. Oh, get fudged.
Get fudged.
God damn it. That
look
was
at that.
So easy.
Look at how fast that is. That's who is that? Jacob Nickel. Jacob Nickel, congratulations.
Well, I don't know if it was him or
we're
Charlie.
We're not giving
S
any
first.
Awards away, but either way, get fudged is great. It could be a non-smiling photo of Dan with his pants down outside of Nancy Pelosi's house with
just
the chocolate
just
ice
squatting
cream.
On the lawn.
Yep,
but
spewing
still,
right out.
Still eating ice cream.
Yep,
while
yep.
I'm doing it.
Make it soft serve.
Dump out Choco. Get fudged with peanuts. That's the second one.
Get fudged with peanuts.
That's an alternative.
I like that
flavor.
Dump out Choco is nice, though.
Yeah. But that would, like a dump out Choco taco would be good, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but if they're going to do a defund the police thing on their website, they might as well make a flavor where it's got blueberry in it and, you know, where you can eat out the thin blue line in the middle of some vanilla ice cream, you know? It's just like, eat out the blueberry. Help us stop fucking defund the police.
You know what you do? Like, let's say you had a workforce, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you run a retail shop and you've got 10 employees. And your employees are underperforming. What would be the solution?
Fire them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then what?
Rape them.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. We're not doing that anymore?
No.
Okay. Sorry, Giorgio. I was incorrect.
Yeah.
If you are to get fired,
that was
you were not getting raped.
We had a room and everything.
Well, we don't have any.
Sorry about that.
Oh, okay.
We don't have any equipment in the rape room yet, so it's not. I don't think it's technically a rape room. It's just it's potential rape.
There are three broken brooms in that room.
Yes.
I hadn't seen those the other day. Did you just break brooms and throw them in the room?
I did. I was getting Giorgio prepped and ready just in case he got fired. But he's been pretty good so goddamn far.
If you have employees that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, you have to fucking figure out why, right? Usually it's because of poor training, lack of motivation, and by lack of motivation, that typically means lack of morale, right?
Mm-hmm.
The pay is too low. The benefits are too low. The job is untenable, things like that. So that costs more, not less money, right?
Right.
Am I wrong about that?
No, you're 100% correct.
Like for example, Target versus Walmart. Target spends about 20% or so more on their employees per employee than they promote people faster into management positions than Walmart. They also make 6 times more per employee than Walmart does.
So, by the way, same with In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A. And
yeah.
If the 15, best 12, service you and, can have in any of these restaurants
oh,
is In-N-Out and Chick-fil-A.
Not even close. If you're in a small town, it's $12 an hour. If you're anywhere else, it's $15 to $18 an hour starting salary for these. For teenagers, mostly. Teenagers and early 20s people. Now, why do they do that? Because they want the very best possible employees. Do you think being a police officer in America is more or less important than being a goddamn waitress at Chick-fil-A? Probably a little bit more. So maybe we should take it fucking seriously. Maybe we should take our teachers seriously and start paying them what they're worth and making sure teachers aren't spending $600 to $800 of their own money each school year on children for shit that the fucking school district can't provide.
Right.
And stop spending money on bailing out fucking banks and fucking wars that don't end. Maybe. Or we could just go fuck ourselves.
Or you can be like Ben and Jerry's and just put a little footnote on your website about, hey, here's where we're going to defund the police, and have a good time with it. You know, Ben and Jerry, are they alive? Is Ben and or Jerry still alive? Or are they dead? D2 is shaking his head. They're dead or alive? He's saying both are alive. All right. Well, fuck. Maybe they bang each other.
Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield. Ben Cohen is 69. Nice.
69. There it is.
Good for you, buddy. It's a good age. And Jerry Greenfield is also 69.
Is he really?
So they're probably at home since they're a couple of fucking Nancys. They're probably 69 each other
right now. Yeah.
Two old white men 69ing each other and talking about, oh, the police, look.
Yeah. Sarah McLachlan.
And then when they both come.
Yep. It goes right into the ingredients, and then that gets pumped right out to you. That's baby dough batter, and that will be available in stores nationwide.
I don't think that's true.
On the 15th.
I don't think that's true.
I believe it is true.
For legal purposes, I don't think that Ben & Jerry's is putting semen in their ice cream.
Okay.
Yeah, that would make it not vegan. And they're
all
not
that's vegans. True, yeah. Got a nut allergy, that could cause problems as well.
Ah, or gluten. Is there gluten in semen? Anyone have the answer to that?
Is there gluten in semen?
Because that's key. You know, for all our people out there who are gluten free, we don't want you to be eating any ice cream with semen in it.
That's a no. It's got gluten on in the it. Gluten and
negative
semen.
On negative, the on yes. the gluten.
Well, all you ladies out there, or gay men with celiac disease, you're safe.
Congratulations. Yeah. We're not only podcast hosts; we're teachers.
Yeah,
and we want you to know that. We also have some sponsors who put this lovely show on the air every day. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. The 30% off bundle package sale is back for the month of October. Dress up your loved one. Put her in a ghost bed. Pretend like she's someone else. Everybody's dressing up as Tiger King. So maybe you've got a fetish where you want to switch over to boys for the month. Dress your wife up as Tiger King and get inside a ghost bed and make some magic happen. If you're a member of the military, a first responder, a teacher, or working the government in this life, you get 30% off of everything anyways. So, fuck. Enjoy it at all times of the year. Now, for the rest of us dummies, we need a 30% bundle package to get wet. They've also got, are they called bed covers? I feel weird saying
that. I think it's
Mattress protector.
Yeah, I think
so. It's like Captain America, but for squirters. Right. It just protects your mattress.
I think it's called a protector. Yeah, mattress
protector. Yeah. Pop one of those on your bed in case things start to get real ugly with ass-eating season having just started on October 1st. Get that mattress protector. As always, they got a 36-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros, but all of those deals are applicable with the no interest program. Who do we have up next, D'Anthony?
We've got Box of Awesome up next, actually.
Yeah, we do. Big fan of Box of Awesome. Again, man, my wife she gets Birchbox every month to the house. I picked it out of the mailbox on Saturday. So stupid. It's a tube of lipstick that she will never use. And that is a charge on my credit card every single month. This one's for dudes. This one's for us. Taking back our lives. Boxofawesome.com curates every box. You go to their site, take a little 5 questionnaire. It tells you what kind of man you are in this life. And then it'll send you items. And they're expensive as shit, too. They're like fucking $200.
Yeah, they're really nice. They've actually got a what they call a gadget box. It's one of their new ones. And it's got like a sweet-ass multi-tool in it.
Yes.
And some other shit.
It's awesome. Yeah. But it's only $40. Dude, go to boxofawesome.com. Promo code Drinking Bros, $40 off your first box. I've had a subscription for.
Yeah. We've gotten a lot of the stuff that they promote.
We got it first.
Just randomly, yeah. Like let's see,
the hatchet, the whiskey,
the
decanter.
Hatchet thing, barware.
Yeah, the barware,
like
dope.
The whiskey decanter.
That's in my house.
Some cooking tools, like they had a barbecue set. I don't know if that's still on there or not. Outdoor gear, they've got a bunch of that, and they've got these new gadget things.
And the beauty is they swap it all out, so you're not getting the same shit as everybody else. So that way you feel like a real hero inside.
Yeah.
Go to boxofawesome.com, promo code Drinking Bros, 20% off.
And it's like it's kind of like First Leaf too, where you take a little quiz first, and it kind of uses your answers to that to send you different boxes, right? So be pretty honest about those. Don't just say weird shit because it's funny, because I do that all the time. Then I end up getting weird shit in the mail, and people are like, why do you got all these
dildos.
Kong dildos, the big ones, and one of them's got 8 octopus arms on it? What's that about? I'm like, well, The suction cups actually work on the end of those too, so that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I used to get a. I used to have this collection of Coney dildos,
Like Coneheads.
No, the big ones? Remember 2012 Coney?
Oh, we Coney, yeah, that yeah, guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had a bunch of those.
Carl
Coney
Weathers,
dildos.
You mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It looks a lot like Carl Weathers.
I like how people were posting pictures of Carl Weathers.
Carl Weathers should play him in the biopic, by the way. Last but not least. Boom, it's my watch. VinceroWatches.com. That's V-I-N-C-E-R-O. No.
We're going to have to work on that.
I'm workshopping. It's off the cuff right now. Probably take it back to the studio.
Oh, mine's over there.
Yeah.
Somebody yanked it.
Dude, VinceroWatches.com. I'm wearing this fucking thing everywhere. I'm coaching my child's soccer team and sweating with the oldies and fucking doing it, dude. This thing's the best. So I'm amped. Look, there's a lot of places in this life. You need to look like an adult. You have to have a business meeting. You got to come in and do your best. Look your best. Be your finest.
You need a good brown band watch and a good black band watch just to be an adult. The same way you need brown belts and black belts and shoes, right? You need all that stuff. Be an adult.
Get a nice watch. Yeah. Go to VinceroWatches.com today. Promo code DRINKINBROS will get you 30% off. They've never, ever done 30% off. They're doing it for our audience through the holidays, so all the way through Christmas, because everybody's buying shit for Christmas, obviously. That is V-I-N-C-E-R-O, watches.com. Promo code Drinkin' Bros gets you 30% off. Look, I predicted this. I said Trump was going to come back and he would be the new Chuck Norris. If there is this second debate that is coming up, D'Anthony, he's going to walk out to fucking Born in the USA and absolutely rip throats.
I don't think he can do that because it's televised and he would have to pay.
Springsteen hates him. So
of course he does.
That story was in the news, and that Trump was playing Born in the USA.
Bruce Springsteen is a giant liberal who's been pretending. Pretending to be like a fucking blue collar, hardworking middle America guy for fucking 80 years now. He's never done that once in his entire life, even when he was younger. Like this is how fucking stupid this shit is. He's capitalized on this identity that he doesn't even have a part in, right? And not just that, but he's on the complete opposite side of it. Yeah, you know what I mean?
True.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with
Springsteen?
People?
Hey, everybody, I was working at an oil field in 1973. There's a little song called Born to Run.
And now fucking Rob Lowe, who is, by the way, very conservative, extremely conservative,
Yeah.
Is on this fucking Austin Fire show that is just a virtue signaling, like, fucking anti-white fucking bunch of nonsense.
Can I tell you why he's on it?
Because he's a fucking, he needs money.
Here's the thing. He does not need money.
That I
he
don't
just
know.
Loves to work. But they backed up the truck and they gave Rob Lowe $250 an episode. So for Fox, that's a lot of that's a lot of money for anyone for a starting show right now.
You could not pay me enough money to go against things I believe in.
Right. Well, like, $250 a week is a tough one for me.
Not a chance. A chance. And this is why I'm so curious what's going on with Rogan in these 43 missing episodes. Because there's no amount of money that you could pay me where I would do what he just did.
Well,
not any amount of money.
We have Alex Jones on the show this week, doing the election prediction
show. What's that, Wednesday night?
I think it's Wednesday night. Giorgio, will that be ready Wednesday night?
Yes, it will.
It will. You think so? If you need more time, you need more time. It's a great episode.
Yeah,
Wednesday's super good. Out of control. Okay, great. Yeah. So that should be Wednesday night at 8:00, our election prediction show. Alex Jones was on.
I think
Trump should come out. Him talk about the Joe Rogan stuff and everything.
We won't spoil it.
But he goes into great detail over what really went down and all that other shit.
I think Trump should come out to American Badass by Kid Rock. And I know Kid Rock would charge him approximately $0 for that because he does rallies for Trump already.
I'd also like some Yacht Rock out of Trump, you know?
What if he came out with like a fucking WWE championship belt, but it was a presidential seal in the middle?
Yeah.
And he's fucking like, he's walking around, he puts it on his shirt, does the whole debate with it draped over the fucking thing. How funny would
that
be?
If he comes out to I Am a Real American, the Hulk Hogan theme song.
Yeah.
Fight for the rights of everyone. God damn, it would be awesome, dude.
Yeah, and then he like ripped his fucking shirt off.
Fight through the night.
I don't think anybody actually wants to see him rip his shirt off.
I'm all in. Do it. Alex Jones took his shirt off on our show the other day.
Not this time, right?
Yeah, yes.
Did he this time? Because he did last time.
You were
too.
Sitting. He was so it was behind you. You didn't get to see it, but I saw it. You guys were on the same side. It's one of the wildest shows of all time, by the way.
He. Spoilers.
No spoilers.
He fights something on. I mean, it's, you know, it's Alex, man. He always
it's a
does.
Great show.
The last time,
great show.
We did. We had him on the show. He fucking. what was he doing? Put the cape on and started flying around the
yeah, he
the
flew off the studio. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So studio. What are you going
to
do?
But he came down to Drinking Bros set, and we had a fucking blast with him. And that show will air on Wednesday nights. So it's the election prediction show. And then, ironically, I don't know if MyBookie listens to all the shows, but MyBookie.com, promo code Drinking Bros will double your deposit. They're a sponsor on our sports show. After I said I was going to do this election prediction show, you can now go to their site and bet on each state. So I did it. It took me a while, but I went through all 50 on mybookie.com. And it'll also tell you who they think is going to win these states, because there's favorites and non-favorites. So it was interesting. It was a nice, fun case study, and it helped me pick out the states that I'm going to choose on the election prediction show on Wednesday. And we thought we would get that out to you in time so you can bet on it if you want, or if you're having parties that night and doing all that shit. Because this year, people are having parties.
Right.
People are having everybody over, and it is going to be a massive event. Now, we're having ours downtown live for 7 hours at Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Ice House downtown in Austin. So we'll be live with you, and people are flying in, booking hotels, all that other shit. A lot of Drinking Bros are staying together, too, for the hotels. Which I highly recommend, because that will be the most trash that we will probably be of the entire year this year, probably, which is saying a lot.
Well, luckily I'll have some adult supervision here.
Yeah.
But I talked to Danny Warsnop. He's going to be coming now.
Great.
So that's good.
Lead singer of Asking Alexandria. Yeah.
We're trying to get some of the other people to come out as well.
Ray Kashkare is coming out. I know that. Yeah. He's going to be on the show. But it'll be fun. I think the Broettes will be on, like everybody, and then we'll go state by state with you guys throughout the night and see how this all shakes out. I'm still not in the camp of, I think everything's going to be fine that night. As far as there will be a winner that night,
we'll
I don't think it's going to be drug outs. That's just my guess.
Yeah, but we'll see.
We will find out. It also depends on if anybody's going to be alive, because everybody inside the White House is COVID.
Yeah.
Kayleigh McEnany had it this morning. Kellyanne Conway has now got it. Tom Tillis, all these people. Anybody who was at that Supreme Court induction on the Rose Garden the other day, it seems like has COVID right now.
Yeah.
Weird thing is nobody's died. Somebody check on Chris Christie. I would check on that.
Yeah, he's enormous. Yeah, I think all those people, even the ones that are in the high risk category, the highest risk category, again, has a survivability rate of 95%.
Ah, so, all right.
I mean, if you had if there's a 95% chance of something, usually people will take that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So I want to get your.
And by the way, before we move on from that, all this fucking hubbub and nonsense about Trump not taking it seriously and putting people in danger and all this other shit. You know, who he put in danger the most was himself, because he wanted to get out there and do his job. I'm not a fan of this guy, but the idea that he's supposed to stay barricaded inside during a fucking pandemic, when there's still wars going on, there's still a fucking economy going on, there's still trade deals going on. Since this whole thing started, he's negotiated 3 peace deals between Israel and Arab countries for the first time in 50 fucking years, right? It is his job to show, not only to do his job, but to show the American people that their president is strong, healthy, and in charge. And by healthy, I mean able to deal with something like this, able to get COVID and then go through it. I'm not saying you should have done it intentionally, but you can't just fucking hide from this like Biden has the last couple of months. That is not leadership. That's cowardice, and you're a fucking coward. You know what I mean, Biden? So, just all the virtue signaling and all the hate that he's getting for putting himself out there. The person that he put at most risk, by the way, was his own life. Literally, life or death.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So shut the fuck up with that stuff. There's better things to talk about right now.
There is. And, that'll lead me into this next story, because I wanted to ask you about it. This one is a breaking news story here. So the Wall Street Journal and NBC have just put out their new poll right now. It is Biden plus 14. 14 points. We are less than 30 days from the election, right around 29 days until the election. Today, this just came out, so I'm reading it for the first time on air. Biden scores a 14-point lead over Trump in poll after the debate. So clearly, they thought, the Wall Street Journal and NBC thought, that the debate went so great for Biden that he gained, it says, Democrats draw support of 53% of registered voters, as the GOP incumbents' backing falls to 39%, according to the Wall Street Journal and NBC News. What? In what world do they have him winning by 14 points?
I have no idea. I mean, they had it's pretty funny.
The Dow Jones is over 28,000 today.
Mm-hmm. It's about
it's only 1,000 off its high. Yeah.
I think it's 1,200
off the high. Yeah,
yeah, like historic
after a pandemic.
It's historic high
or during a pandemic. Yeah. We're still going through it. Yeah. God, man.
My bookie's got Trump at plus 130 right now.
Yeah, and I think Biden.
So he's still not the favorite.
It flipped like about 2 weeks ago, I think.
Yeah,
he was the favorite. I bet him as the favorite a long time ago.
I should
rebet now.
When I bet, so Giorgio, to put in perspective, when I bet, when we did that show a while ago, 6 months ago, I bet, it was right after the impeachment thing. Mm. It was Trump minus 130. So now he's plus one. So clearly even Vegas has Biden as the favorite right now.
They got Mike Pence at plus 1600.
To win the debate?
Win the whole election.
To win the whole election. So that means they're throwing that bet up there. So if he dies.
Because before, if you look at the other candidates, they're probably like Hillary or somebody like that or Kamala Harris. It's probably like in the 10,000 range, right?
Yeah,
that's what it was before.
Kamala's at 5. Yeah,
Kamala's at 5 now. Yeah.
So some things I'm curious about in tomorrow night's debate, because this poll is garbage, and I don't know who you're calling and who did this, but if he wins by 14 points, I'll take the Manscaped razor, the Lawnmower 3.0, pull my pants down live on air, and just for an hour, 90 minutes, I will shave my pubic hair, my taint, my balls, and my asshole, just right in front of you in a single, and we're not going to say it. There'll be no dialogue whatsoever. It'll just be Michael McDonald. Cry sweet freedom, shine a light on me. That song on repeat, and I'll shave all of my parts and get it banned on YouTube if Biden wins this election by 14 points. There is no fucking way in this world.
No.
Speaking of Biden, his VP, Kamala Harris, is debating tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Now, this one I am really fascinated in. I think both of them will be respectful towards one another.
But I think she's going to come off as nasty, and it's going to turn some people off, because that's kind of
that's what I think. And I think Pence is a lot smarter than people give him credit for, because you never really hear him speak.
Right.
But in that last debate he did 4 years ago, mm-hmm. he was great. And it was super surprising. And everybody was like, oh, all right, well, Mike Pence. Mm-hmm. Is he a closeted gay man? I don't know. Does he call his wife mother? Yes, he does. Yes. Is he into cucking? Maybe that could be a possibility. I also don't. I'm not going to shun you for that. We're not kink shaming today on the show.
No, we never do.
We never do.
Neither does Matt Gaetz, by the way. When he was on the show a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. that whole thing with that woman in D.C. who was having threesomes and shit, and all of a sudden she's out of a job. Why?
Yeah, why?
What the fuck's I got to do with anything?
No,
her job is not to not have threesomes. It's to fucking work for the government.
Right.
And work for the people. If you're doing that, you can get your fucking butthole eaten out as much as you want. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. And to me, like, dude, if you're able to have threesomes all the time and then be great at your job, you're amazing. You're an amazing human.
Yeah. And you need to, having a high stress job like that, you need to release.
Release. Sometimes with two people instead of one. Yeah. That's how high stress that job is. At least that's what I tell my wife.
Luckily, we only work 2 hours a day, so it's not that
well,
bad.
Well, you know, look, you still need a threesome here and there to keep things honest.
I just make the dogs watch, because I feel it kind of accomplishes a number of things. One, it shows them that I'm in control.
Yes.
Like, it's a fucking power move.
Of course.
To make somebody else watch you fuck, right?
Yes.
I really think it is. Plus, my dogs are little bitches. Like, they're little tiny dogs, and it's a big flex for me.
Do you put human mask on the dogs so that way you're doing it in front of humans?
I dress them in human clothes, and I put glasses on them. That's as close as I can get. I think the mask would freak me out. Right. So I've got Boston Terriers. I got Boston Terriers. You just throw like a bow tie on it, and it looks like they're wearing a suit.
Do you ever put Yankees jerseys on your Boston Terriers to make them angry?
No. No, they wouldn't like that. No. And then the Cane Corso, we dress him up like a pilot, put a leather jacket on him,
mm-hmm.
and then some aviators, and he just sits there and watches and cocks his head every now and again. But you can tell he's intimidated by me.
Yeah, obviously.
For sure.
Obviously. The NBA ratings, the finals are going on right now.
Boy.
Game two was a wreck. It was the lowest watched
I haven't watched
NBA
a single finals
game of all time. I have not either. And look, I know the Lakers are up 2-1 because I, read, obviously. Mm-hmm. I open up my peepers the next day and I read, but I'm not shocked by any of it. It has all become so politicized and all that other shit. And we both agree LeBron James is probably going to win, right? Lakers?
Probably, yeah. Although it would be so funny to me if he didn't.
The best. It would be the best of all time. We're rooting for the Heat.
Because I really like Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
as a player.
I do too.
As a player.
Yeah. And we also know some secret info on Jimmy Butler that makes us like him even more.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah, he's got two big toes on each foot. That's why he's so good. Because he can pivot. They're both on the outside. It's weird looking, but it helps him do his job.
It helps him pivot, man. Yeah. Until they do away with all that bullshit, which they're going to next year. Make no mistake about it. As soon as this is over, they will go back to business as usual next year and take all that shit off the court. You're losing a lot of fucking money, man.
We'll see.
You don't think so?
No, I think the owners want that for sure, obviously, because it's a business.
Yes.
And I think if it was any other business, for example, let's say...
the NFL. Remember when it happened in the NFL? Jerry Jones was like, stop fucking kneeling.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I think, just forget about the fact that it's sports and think about if it was any other job. Like, let's say you work at Target, mm-hmm. right? And you just show up every day with a BLM shirt on and you start pressuring Target as employees to put BLM on the side of the building over the Target sign. Probably not going to do it, right?
Right.
Because people don't, everybody buys from Target. You don't have to be a conservative or liberal to do that. And why would you alienate half your base? Your job's not to be that, right? If you want to, on your personal time, right?
Yeah.
Go do these things, that's great. And if you want to have open dialogues and include the owners in the situation, say, hey, we expect you as our employers and people who are benefiting from our community to spend money on our community as well and not just keep all that money for yourself. And that should be asked of anybody that's making money off any community, even if it's the American public at large.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing to do. And it would be way more effective than all this stupid fucking platitude virtue signaling nonsense. Just sitting around, the act of protesting doesn't accomplish shit. Turning the fucking eyeballs that you gain and the fucking support you gain from the protest into action is what makes things happen. So the fact that we're still protesting months and months and months later
mm-hmm.
means that they're either too stupid to find a real plan, or they don't want a plan. They just want a bitch. Like, is it about making your point, or is it about making a scene? And it is very clearly about making a scene for these people, or they're too dumb to get it done.
The irony is you named a Target, by the way, and that's where this all started, outside the Target.
Yeah.
To me personally, it's the same way with the NBA. Why are you doing this? Are you doing it to make a point or a scene? Mm-hmm. And now that the advertising dollars will definitely be down, what are you going to do to change it? Because the NFL said, fuck it after this. Remember when the NFL started losing ratings after the Kaepernick?
Yeah.
They told everybody, hey, man, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
Kaepernick got blackballed. That's it. Because you're losing millions mm-hmm. and millions of dollars on this. So, I think the NBA will come around, but they might be stuck. I mean, look, most of the NBA is black.
Yeah. I mean,
most of the players. So I'm not sure what they're going to do.
So the rating for, the viewers for game one of the NBA finals was 7.41 million, right?
That's
and,
it?
Yeah. And for the next lowest game in history was Nets Spurs game 2 in 2003, which, by the way, no one gave a fuck about that series.
I didn't even know the Nets played the Spurs in 2003.
Yeah.
Wow. What was the ratings for that?
They had 8.06 million viewers.
Yeesh. Yeah. And this is the Lakers, this is LeBron, this is the star of the league. You should have way more viewers than that. And, you still have Miami. Like, it's two massive media markets. Between those two media markets alone, you should be able to get more viewers than that. Clearly, there's something else going on. I wonder what it could be. Wink, wink, wink. Directly into camera.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. They don't have a choice. Money at the end of the day is going to win out for these guys. I can tell you, Adam Silver is a great commissioner. Probably, you and I have said this off air, I believe. Mm. Probably the best in sports.
For sure. He's by far. I mean, look, it's certainly not Manfred. Like, the way he handled that Astros thing without punishing any of the players was the biggest, it was the dumbest shit of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you were begging people. And by the way, we're going to see it this series, this Astros Athletics series. We are absolutely going to see some fucking drama.
Oh, yeah.
Because they fucking hate each other. Already been in like a benches clearing brawl during COVID. Everybody got fined. There was a 20-game suspension. The one pitcher that was throwing at everybody, I can't remember his name, but he's out for the season with an injury anyways.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be some shit going down in this series. And he, fucking Manfred, caused it. All he had to do was punish the players. Like Bregman and what's his name? The second baseman, Altuve. Should have been suspended for a full year.
Mm-hmm.
Gone for a year.
They didn't do it.
And they didn't do it. He sucks. We all know about Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
That guy's he's basically retarded. I don't even know who the NHL commissioner is.
Gary Bettman. is his name. He's fine.
He's look, probably good.
I'll say this. The NHL had unbelievable ratings, but they didn't do anything. They didn't put anything in the ice. Yeah. And the product on the ice was great. They were in a bubble. Dirty-ass hockey players, who we've discussed many times on the show, are the filthiest human beings on the face of the planet. Not one single positive COVID test. Gary Bettman did it right. Usually he's a piece of shit, but he got it right there.
But, I mean, Adam Silver, just the way he's handled all of this stuff.
Has been usually pretty great.
Up until the last, two or three months. And the bottom is completely fallen
I don't think
out.
He had a choice, though, with this. Like, dude, the NBA, the players threaten to walk out. Like,
I do think he had a choice.
You think so?
LeBron James is not a stupid man. He's already doing what I've been talking about for 6 months. He's one of the few NBA players that has been doing this. He's been reinvesting money in community, and particularly on kids, all over the country, right?
Right.
Building schools that are free, giving out laptops, subsidizing other educational shit. He's been doing it for a long time. Everybody knows I don't like the guy, but he's doing the thing that will help people. Now, you expand that idea from kids because, we do absolutely need to get them on the right track, but we also have to deal with these people who were never on the right track and now they're a problem, right? And I'm not saying that they're a problem for us necessarily. It's a problem for everybody, because if people aren't earning what they should be earning and contributing what they should be contributing, that is something more that everybody else has to contribute. That hurts the economy at large, and it hurts other individuals who are paying more taxes than they should have to right now.
Right.
So we have to take care of those people too. Somebody, all these NBA owners, fuck giving $500 million to social justice causes. Take $500 million and fucking start black-owned businesses, bitch.
Yeah.
Give these people some upward mobility. Go grab these people out of these shitty areas, put them in good areas, educate them, and fucking tell them or teach them how to fucking join the rest of society. It has nothing to do with their race. It has everything to do with the lack of economic accountability or equality. So you could have been doing this whole time, and Adam Silver could have done it. He's not a dumb man. If you have a solution, then fucking say so. Don't be a coward. Don't just like because LeBron James wants to take his ball and go home. Hey, LeBron, you're a fucking billionaire, dude. Why don't you fucking help?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of fucking running your mouth about it. And he does.
He does.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But most of these other guys, what was it, 80% of the league wasn't even registered to vote?
Mm-hmm. Like, 80%. And they're, look, tomorrow's the last day, actually, if you're going to do it. We got some breaking news here from California. Governor Gavin Newsom has said that this is now the second wave of what we are currently going through. As the coronavirus cases have increased, he says, in California. I talked about this on Ross Patterson Revolution earlier this morning, how de Blasio wants to shut down New York and go back to phase one. And I brought up that conference call that you and I did on a Sunday, and where, you know, our advertiser out of New York was just like, hey, man, they might be shutting this all down again.
Yeah.
Trump, and the reason why I bring this up is Trump just said, leaving the hospital, don't be afraid of COVID. I can promise you in the next debate, this will be a hot topic where Trump is going to say, I beat it. We're fine. Everybody go back to work and get it and move on with your lives, versus we're going to have to shut everything down. Because you know Gavin Newsom is going to shut shit down. If de Blasio is, of course California is going to shut everything down. I don't know how these fucking people will work or stay in business, though. I don't understand it whatsoever.
I really don't either, to be honest. I mean, we were, Brittany and I were talking about on the way over here, there was another business that we saw that was closed down here in Austin. And I'm like, well, there's another one of this, probably 60% that'll never reopen.
Yeah.
Like, great. And she asked the question, well, what does the real estate owner do now? Since they haven't been getting paid rent and all these businesses don't open up in their shit. Here's what happens, by the way. So these smaller fucking companies or independent people that own all this fucking commercial real estate now have to sell it for pennies on the dollar to big conglomerates or the Chinese.
Correct.
And the Chinese gain more of our fucking real estate, or big companies gain more. It's the same thing that happens in retail. Anytime a small business goes away, a big business absorbs its business, right? All of its clientele. The big business gets bigger, pays nothing in taxes, by the way. So all that fucking tax that was getting paid by the small business owner is now not getting paid by the big business owner, and the middle class in America pays all the rest, right? So your tax bill is going up now because of this. Be sure. In 2020, when the new tax code, or 2021, when the new tax requirements come out, I don't care who's in office, your rates are going up.
Oh, yeah.
It's just
the way
it is because of all this bullshit. So, and you know, that's what happens. The Chinese get more power, and people like Amazon, Facebook, all these companies that don't fucking pay any taxes, they fucking get more money.
Yep.
That's how it works, by the way. So, thanks a lot, all you Democratic governors and mayors out there that have completely fucked us over for disease or virus, rather, that has a survivability rate of 99.97%.
And again, if Papa Trump can beat it, we're fine. I think we're fine at this point.
Yeah, but if that old fucking fat dude that eats McDonald's and drinks Diet Coke all day can deal with it, I'm pretty sure I'll be all right. Jesus Christ. Like, he's the fucking picture of health. Get the fuck out of here.
He is. He is the picture of health. He is the new Chuck Norris. And, you know, look, he's making America great every single day, D'Anthony. Every day. Now's the point in the show. We get to the Drinking Bro of the Week. This one was submitted by Andrew Buckley from North Carolina. He's been a member of Drinking Bros for 1 year, and he's nominating Ian Buckley. Reason for the nomination: my brother Ian Buckley was hit by a mortar in Afghanistan in 2010. He has struggled with issues ever since, and it has been worse since he moved to a non-veteran community. I am in Germany, and we talk weekly. It's hard being around civilians that don't get him and his life. Hitting the gym and the Drinking Bros podcast really has helped keep him going. Thanks, man. We really appreciate it. And no, we appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for taking the time to write in and all the shit. That's why we do shows every single day, Monday through Friday, Saturday sometimes. Shit, mm-hmm. We did a bonus show last week. Derek White is coming back in a couple months once he gets settled after the move. But look, man, we were doing shows three times a week before pre-COVID. And then once COVID hit, everybody was like, hey, man, we don't have any entertainment or any content. Right. So we kept going every day. Now we've kept that a thing after this. Because I think we're on the other side of this. I'm not with Gavin Newsom and that we're in the middle of a second wave. Like, no. I think we're on the other side of this.
I mean, we may be in a second wave, but I can promise you there won't be a third, because the estimates are that something like 30% of the country has already experienced COVID in some way at this mm-hmm. point. And once you hit 60, I mean, typically speaking, herd immunity happens somewhere around 65% to 75%. Mm-hmm. So there wouldn't be a massive third wave.
Right.
From what we know about, you know, how viruses work and shit like that. There would be maybe pockets of it where it hadn't happened before, but for the most part nationwide, there wouldn't be a third one. So even if it is a second wave, we're just going to deal with a little bit more bullshit and then it'll be over.
Yeah.
But there, so keep that in mind towards the end of this. Like, remember back in the day, the whole fucking shutdown thing was supposed to be about flattening the curve so the hospital systems didn't get overwhelmed. It wasn't about how deadly COVID was.
Right.
It was like, hey, a lot of people will end up hospitalized, particularly older people, and it'll fuck up everything downstream, people that need to go to the hospital for other reasons. So we got to shut down a little bit for 14 days, make sure the hospitals don't get overwhelmed, and we'll go back to normal. No new data about COVID being more dangerous has come out. As a matter of fact, we've seen that it is less dangerous than what they previously assumed. But this shutdown has been going on for 6 months.
Yeah.
You're being lied to, folks. And this is not a political issue, right? It's not about politics. It's about people in power wanting more power. That's it. They think they know better than you. They think they know better than science. And what they do is accuse you of not knowing the science. The data is on the CDC website. For our age group, 99.99%, 99.98% rather. For at large, for the entire, including the older people who are more at risk, it's 99.97 survivability rate. So why don't you just go ahead and get fucked? And all these lawsuits that are happening in Pennsylvania, for example, and now with the Supreme Court in Michigan,
right.
And fucking Whitmer is like, oh, the fucking Supreme Court, fuck you, and all this stuff. That's actually how it works. The Supreme Court decides what's constitutional, not your dumb ass.
Yeah.
So get fucked, you dumb bitch. You suck at your job. There's no chance you're getting reelected. As a matter of fact, you should never have been there in the first place, if we're being honest.
No, and I think, you know, because a lot of you guys have written in about you know, the governors in your own states and the problems that you guys have had with your own businesses and things like that. I have a feeling there's going to be a massive fucking comeuppance on the third. And look, our shitty governor in North Carolina, Roy Cooper, he's up for reelection. That motherfucker is gone. I can tell you that right now.
He's
up against
unliked.
Dan Forrest. Run, Forrest, run.
Yeah.
He's going to end up winning that election. And I think it's going to be on a state-by-state case basis, and whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, they're going to vote on whether or not you help their business and their livelihoods, mm-hmm. and I think there's going to be some crazy outcomes that night. Hence, we will be live with you mm-hmm. that night, all night long, and including we'll get to follow some of the races of our friends, Dan Crenshaw and Alex Garlatos and mm-hmm. all those guys, and that'll be fun to see in real time. If you're going to nominate a Drinking Bro of the Week, go to drinkingbros.com. That is where you can fill out a nomination, and then it goes directly to our emails. So we get to read them live on air. We don't pre-screen any of them. You can write whatever you want, and we open them up and read them live on air. And while you're there, you can get a Buttersoft t-shirt for $19.99. Affordable, and they make really great catch rags. you know?
Yeah.
So if you're trying to clean up a loved one after a fun night of lovemaking in a ghost bed, these shirts are really, really comfy on the skin. I don't know. They're not going to stop it from getting out of your hair, but
no. Now you got to use peanut butter for that, I think.
Yes, you do. We don't make a peanut butter, but we make some great t-shirts, so feel free to buy some of those there. And as always, go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. It'll help keep us on the charts. Look, we usually hover around 80, somewhere in there. We're trying to fight off these fucker celebrities like Megan Mullally and those guys with a new show. So rate the show there. And then, we'll be live with you for sports tomorrow. For D'Anthony and Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros. Good night, everyone.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.